a man, Bill Gavin, and he spoke to me about radio. So much to do, so much to say, so much we need, so much to know. This is the start, just the start toward all we should know. Mr. Bill Gavin, Mr. Bill Gavin, oh, Mr. Bill Gavin, thanks.
The Jingle, our use of music and lyrics to huster a product or service, or to introduce a show, goes back to the 40s, even the 30s.
C4LGATTE, Colgate presents Bill Stern
with a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
But it wasn't until the beginning of the 50s that radio jingles for individual stations really came into general use. Now keep in mind that radio is plenty worried about that new upstart, television. In fact, many predicted the demise of radio, period. Early radio jingles took a defensive attitude.
All right, now let's everybody sing. No worn-out old-time movies.
No worn-out old-time movies.
No picture cues to fail.
No picture cues to fail.
No eye strain to annoy you. And here in Denton, none of them there cotton-picking John and Marcia tales, neither.
KBNT is the station with a great big smile. You keep up to date as long as you don't move that dial. To Denton's music.
The star of that gem was Bill Meeks, who later formed PAMS of Dallas, which became the top jingle company for stations worldwide in the 60s. June Spoon Moon lyrics and concepts were prevalent in those early 50s jingles.
Make sure your dial is always set at
KTRN.
For music, news, pops, and blues, and
1290.
Sometimes just singing wasn't hep enough, resulting in this kind of really swinging little ditty.
Portable console, push button dial. The best in radio, hi-fi style. Pocket size, short wave transistor, too. We always bring the best to you. KXLW1320. KXLW, St. Louis. KXLW1320.
Gee, I hope she didn't get hurt with that big stick. Here's a 1958 way to say good morning, wake up, using an inordinate amount of time.
Awake up!
It's
time to make hay.
Awake up!
If we baked apple
pies.
It's a wonderful day.
Awake up! It doesn't matter if the rain.
Now we can be sure it's a totally modern sound.
This is 1050, the lively spot on your dial. It's WMGM, the station with a smile. You'll hear the latest news and the greatest music around on WMGM, the station with the modern sound.
Of course, in those days, everything was AM radio. FM was only accounting for about 1% of the total audience. There were even early directions on how to tune in the station.
You're tuned to WMGM, the new sound in radio. At 10:50 on your dial between 10 and 11. 1050.
Here's a fun one from Cleveland, Ohio. The first departure towards a well-produced and executed radio jingle came in the late 50s when a Los Angeles company, Sandy & Green, put together a package for top-rated WNEW New York. It was America's showbiz station. WNEW still is a showbiz station and uses the same logo and idea to this day. Meteorology became a big part of radio in the early 60s, at least at the Westinghouse O&O's. I mean, these weather jingles were so long it gave new meaning to the phrase, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute, or two, or three, or four.
Get out your map and your chart.
Don't hesitate, just start.
Don't tell us all
what the weather gonna be.
Gee, I think we just passed the vernal equinox. By 1960, one of the nation's top pop and rock stations, KFWB in Los Angeles, was using what was then custom state-of-the-art jingles from Sandy & Green. Other companies did come on with a hot stuff sound. It was even exciting to be one, the number one in Pittsburgh.
We're number one in Pittsburgh.
Music groups of the day were the Four Freshmen and the High Lows. That style reflected in these 1960 jingles.
Now hear this. It's Monday afternoon. yourself a date for something really great. WKMH at 1310.
It's Monday night and the time is right to relax in an easy chair. So stay where you are, you're not very far from music in the air.
Pans of Dallas was the major jingle maker for not only stations nationwide, but worldwide.
All the DJs say, this one's on its way. It's the cream of the crop. It's the thing of the pop. Here's tomorrow's top. Here's today. 77 WABC.
It's the one swinging 68CHLO on the go, go.
Batman craze came back to TV in the late 60s, radio had its version too. By 1968, a national programmer named Bill Drake sought to downplay everything but the music, including the jingles, which were basic and simple. And in the 70s, jingles as well as people do their own thing.
Oh, yeah.